Hello, Reddit. It's Lady. How are you? It's good to have you here. Today, I am answering the questions you submitted for the AMA that you voted on. First, I would like to acknowledge you fine people for lending me your ears and your continued support. I stepped into this with the intent of making people feel good and to learn what I can about the performance side, so thank you for opening up to me in return, taking the time to listen, to write, to vote, submitting questions. Like, it all blows my mind. I just want to make sure that you guys are enjoying yourself. So I am. It's been a humbling and thrilling experience, and you all make my heart smile. The personal messages and the warm feedback and comments, that's what keeps me motivated to keep going, and it restores my faith in humanity. And I also want to thank my fellow performers, writers, and editors who love what they do and are totally awesome, accepting, kind, brilliant, and talented. It's a warm and strong community. I'm really grateful for you. Now, you have questions, and I have answers. A lot of questions came in, and I will try and get through them as best as I can. So, let's do this. Here we go. Okay, first question. How old are you? I am between 25 and 35. What is your zodiac sign? I am a Pisces, so I'm the fish. I feel rejuvenated after being in the water, whether it's the ocean or a long soak in the tub. A lot of people describe Pisces as folks that go with the flow or make a splash, which seems fitting, I think. How would you describe yourself in three words? Empathetic, easygoing, and loyal. Next question. What's your favorite pet? Mine are cats. I'm partial to dogs and fish. I don't mind cats. I did have a bad experience with one growing up, so we always screw up with a dog in the house. If I could, though, I would totally have an otter, a pig, a little monkey, and a white tiger, humanely a white tiger. A white tiger is my spirit animal, so. What is your favorite food? Ooh. Does coffee count? Because I have three meals a day then. I have an addiction to coffee, and it's just the smell, the taste, that first sip in the morning. Oh my God, so good. But it would be between extremely hot wings, like the kind that you have to sign a waiver for in restaurants or they won't serve it to you, with blue cheese dip in a beer, or Blanco tequila on the rocks with a few lime wedges squeezed inside, and tacos. Like, I'm salivating just thinking about them right now. What type of people are you attracted to? Honest, lively, confident, organic individuals who aren't afraid to be vulnerable in a conversation. People who listen to people instead of waiting for their turn to speak. I've had lengthy conversations at like parties where there was a bonfire in the backyard and they would run into the wee hours of the morning, oftentimes sunrise. And it's moments like that and with people like that that I enjoy the most. What really got you into doing audios? Be honest if you can. The big question. I lurked for many years under throwaway accounts. I listened to safe for work and not safe for work content, and they always made me feel good. I think it's important that we all do at some point, or at least stop and take a moment for someone else to tell you it's time to feel good. And that's one thing I really like about audios and performing and learning about the editing side and push myself to try and do something different and learn It's awesome. I absolutely love it. And I love the results that it brings other people. What's the best thing about doing audios? Well, it's something that I love to do, for one. Learning from extremely talented people. But more than anything, it's the comments and the feedback and the messages that I receive. Like, it makes my heart smile that someone felt something really good and felt happy and felt loved and pleasured and cared for. It's wonderful. I love it. People from all walks of life, and it's just really, really lovely. If there's only one wish to make, what would it be? Cheese lady again. That everyone finds or experiences love, happiness, that they find their passion, and good health, because we often take that one for granted. How do you start your day? Well, after several hits of the snooze button, I take the dogs out, work on my first coffee. I like to take about 15 minutes, 20 minutes or so to journal or meditate or stare at the ceiling, just get my brain going. I might look at my schedule and any to-do lists I might have done for the night before and get a move on, shower, maybe throw some makeup on or something, and either go to work or run errands, groceries, or whatever I have to do. So that's my typical morning. Are you a social person? Do you consider yourself outgoing? In a new setting, I tread carefully and get a feel for the land before letting my hair down. But I am an outgoing person and approachable. But I also really enjoy my solitude. So what is the biggest thing you desire right now, apart from quarantine to end? Oh boy, how hard quarantine has been on all of us. Which, by the way, I hope everyone is hanging in there. One day at a time, we'll get through it. But what I would love more than anything right now is a hug. Just someone to hold on to, or someone to hold on to me. That would mean everything to me right now. What do you do for fun? Ooh, I'm a huge movie buff. So if I'm not watching something, I am in the kitchen cooking up a storm. I like to make double or triple so I can have some in my freezer and maybe stock up my sibling's freezer. I like to paint with acrylics. I'm not necessarily good, but it's relaxing. It's fun. Writing, reading. 9 times out of 10, doing any of those things, there's usually a movie or some music on in the background. Puzzles. I really love puzzles. Sudoku puzzles as well. Jigsaw puzzles. Oh, and when I was a kid, I used to do Puzz 3Ds. Oh, I don't know if they still make them, but you could make like a tower or a castle. It was like foam puzzle pieces. It was so cool. Oh, I used to get those for Christmas and I would like light up. Oh, that would be a really cool thing to... I gotta look into that. That would be really neat. I love history, so sometimes I'm on the net looking up World War II documentaries or articles, things like that. I get really easily addicted to video games, so I have to watch myself, but I can't tell you how many times I've played GTA 5. Like, it's just too fun. And of course, hanging out with friends, getting into some shenanigans is always a good time. I like doing cheesy things like bowling, and I suck at pool, but I'll play it. Just going out for a couple drinks with friends. Karaoke? Oh, God. I'll do it, but even then I need a lot of liquid courage. Yeah, and just roughhousing with the dogs. They're sweethearts. Super, super sweethearts, but they're a handful. They keep me busy. What's your way to know your feelings for someone is pure love? Well, for me, there's a couple indicators. One, they are the first person that I think about when I wake up, and the last before I go to bed. If something happens in my day, I would find myself grabbing my phone and wanting to talk to them and tell them about it. When I recognize how extremely comfortable I am in front of them, and I catch myself acting on love languages, when things feel effortless, that's when I know. What are the things that make you love someone, if there's any, and whether it depends on specific things? Well, it depends on who they are, who I am, how we connect, what they represent, what I represent, how they make me feel, how they make the people around them feel, their uniqueness and their approach to life, their confidence. And everyone has a certain sparkle, a sparkle that they rarely show anyone. And when I see that, when it's revealed, I'm in. I'm so in. What is your passion? Ooh, apart from creative outlets like writing and painting and recording and human connection, it's making those around me as comfortable as possible. Like, I love doting on people and pampering them, friends or love interests, doesn't matter. I know I'm going to be that grandma who attack kisses your cheeks and tries to feed you the moment you come over. Like, it brings me so much joy to see someone else light up or sigh with content and just totally relaxed. But there's nothing like writing and getting lost in the written word, so yeah. Would you seek love or wait for it to come your way? It's hard to wait for it, though, if you pick it, but then do you have any mindset for it? I don't seek love, but I keep my eyes open for it, for sure. I'm a firm believer that love comes when you are ready to have it emotionally and mentally, and you need to be clear of who you are, what you represent, what you can offer someone, and recognize when that special someone comes. When they do, you seize that opportunity and you give it everything that you got. Do not hold back. You have one life to live. You find that person, you hang on to them, and you keep them with you for the rest of your life. Who's your role model and why? I don't have a particular person in mind. I have a great group of friends and family that I surround myself with. They inspire me on the daily, so I don't have a particular person in mind. I will say that my sibling is pretty badass. What's your type of people, whether partners or friends? What kind of people do you like? Just easygoing, wholesome, respectful, kind, dependable, empathetic people. The kind of people that you could stay up for hours talking with and would drop everything to answer their cry for help, or the people that you would want to spend holidays with and invite to celebrations and birthdays and weddings and christenings and things like that. Just people I want to make memories with. Do you listen to erotic audios yourself? I do, and have for many years. In that time, the community sure has grown, and so has the available content. What GWA content do you primarily consume? I have always enjoyed the entire spectrum, from affectionate safe for work audios to kinky pillow talk stuff to the darker material. So sweet, vanilla, slice of life, comfort, cunnilingus, SI, what sounds, man sounds, cuddle fucking, nipple play, CNC, DS, Impreg, Breeding, Complay, a little bit of everything I like to listen to. And next question, why are you so... Oh, that's sweet. Oh, this person just wrote a series of rhetorical questions. Oh, I'm turning red now. Oh, you're lovely. Oh, you're so lovely. Thank you. That was really, really sweet. Oh. Okay, next question. Who is your favorite movie director? Oh, great question. David Fincher, Martin Scorsese, and Quentin Tarantino. Oh, awesome question. Thank you. What is your favorite movie and why? Oh, another great question. Forrest Gump and A Million Little Pieces. So Forrest Gump, because I love how one unique individual can be so involved and persevere during many critical moments in history. Just a remarkable story. And for A Million Little Pieces, for one, it's my favorite book. And two, it's a beautiful, gritty story about recovery and accepting who you are, flaws and all. Very close behind that is Life as a House, another beautiful story about tearing down and rebuilding relationships with the people around you and growing in ways that you didn't think possible. And if I'm looking for something like funny, I've been loving The Dirt, the Motley Crue story on Netflix. It is so good. So good. And Goon and Goon 2 are great laughs. It's like hockey meets Pineapple Express. It's just too good. I need to watch it. Oh, good question. Thank you. What is your favorite TV show? Oh, presently it is Mindhunter, David Fincher, The 100, Animal Kingdom, and Shameless, the US version. I know there's a UK version. I haven't seen it yet, but I will. I promise. What is your favorite book? So A Million Little Pieces by James Frey and the Celestine Prophecy series by James Redfield. It is amazing. What is your favorite junk food? I don't like to eat junk food a lot. I try not to. If I'm not getting my wings or tacos, and I'm going through the drive-thru, it would be Fry Supreme from Taco Bell or like a spicy chicken sandwich from somewhere. Wendy's did actually a really good job with their habanero burger and fries. I'll give them credit for that. That was really, really good. What is your favorite fruit? Cherries. What is your favorite flower? Blue roses. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? Oh, somewhere a bit warmer perhaps would be nice. Italy would be delightful though. I'd love to live in Italy. What really makes you angry? Poor manners and ignorance. There's no excuse. What makes you laugh the most? Oh, a couple things. Comedy shows are guaranteed to make me snort laugh. And when it happens, it's loud. It's not pretty. Yeah, but it happens. So just embrace it. But if I'm at home and I need a pick-me-up, I'll watch Vine or TikTok compilation videos on YouTube. Those are fantastic. I could quote them. But laughter is so contagious. So if I don't have anything in particular in mind, I'll search funniest laugh ever or TV news interviews gone wrong and just let YouTube guide me. They are priceless. Priceless. What would you sing at karaoke night? After a lot of liquid courage, something in a lower key. What would I sing? I'll always remember us this way, Lady Gaga. High and Dry, Radiohead. The Scientist, Coldplay. And torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Definitely. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? Ooh, good question. 18th century Europe, because there was amazing literature at that time, and the Middle Ages, not only for the literature, but it would be kind of cool to experience a day as a full-fledged lady. What was the best gift that you have been given? Here come the feels. For my birthday, I was gifted the tattoo that I've wanted for over a decade. It was paid in full, and I'm really good with pain, and I was crying out of happiness that time. It was 6 long hours, but it was an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day. How many pillows do you sleep with? 5. 2 big ones and 3 small ones. What is your favorite holiday? Christmas. I love spoiling my friends and family all at once, and seeing their smiles are priceless, and it's all in one day. It's great. What is your favorite fast food chain? Taco Bell for the fries supreme. McDonald's. Yeah, you can't really beat their fries. And, ooh, Little Caesars. I have eaten way too many hot and ready pizzas in my day, but yeah, definitely those 3. Is there anything you wish would come back into fashion? neckties and tank tops, maybe? Making things a little more complicated? Ooh, speaking of complicated, who do you want to be stranded on a deserted island with? Oh, Captain Jack Sparrow. He's like the cockroach of pirates. We'd be out of there in no time. What are your pet peeves? Oh, people being inconsiderate of others, rudeness, and ignorance. Just stop. Just don't do it. Do you love or hate roller coasters? Oh, I hate them. I've been on 2 in my life, and that's enough for me. I go to amusement parks for the food and to watch my friends freak out on the rides. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Introvert? Question mark? Yeah, that seems appropriate. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? This one is shy. Have patience with her. She'll come around. Just you wait. What song would you say best sums you up? Because I'm a little bit of everything all rolled into one, I would say Bitch by Meredith Brooks. Subs or dubs? Subs. Okay, these questions are from Reddit, from Eric the Dreamer. What are your top 5 go-to kinks and why? In addition to vanilla? Anal, body worship, DS, come play, impreg and breeding. They just all work for me. They make me feel good, and I enjoy them very much. What are your favorite dirty talk phrases to hear and say? And what are your favorite pet names? It would depend on the partner and the mood and if we were exploring a kink, but wholesome names like sweetheart and baby and darling and things like that really melt me in the moment, make me feel special, and yeah. I'm getting all like flustered now just thinking about it. I also like to hear body worship, body affirmations. Those are really lovely in the heat of the moment. And nothing turns me on more than hearing my partner moaning and groaning in pleasure. Yeah. That's my favorite. What is your deepest, darkest kink or fantasy that sometimes embarrasses you? Well, it took me a while to understand my love for CNC and sleep play and breeding and impreg, but like with anything, you know, explore with a safe and trusted partner and discover what turns you on for you. You know, find out what you like what you like, and have fun with it. You know, intimacy is that magical place where your mind and your body can be free and you can just feel pleasure, unlimited pleasure, and you're comfortably vulnerable. You know, that's a place where we all should be. What physical and personality traits do you seek in a partner? Well, personality is number one. I like chatterboxes. I like people that are full of energy, that have a passion or a drive or just a spark, a fire in them that keeps them going. And there's such good conversation with a person like that. I love listening to people. So someone who gets lost in thought is just, I love it. But the downside to that is people often mistake in my quietness as a lack of interest, but it's really me just sitting back and being fascinated by how another person is thinking. Physically, I like all body types. I'm particularly drawn to someone's eyes, their hands, their voice, a hairy chest and or tummy is also very lovely. Do you get ASMR tingles? And if so, what are your favorite triggers? Oh, I can tell you right now what they are. if someone were to do this to me, let's say, breathing and talking in my ear, like really softly, really close, making every little hair stand on edge. And I'm feeling it now, just thinking about it. That and someone rubbing the back of my neck or petting my head, running their fingers through my hair, massaging my scalp, and even hearing that is unbelievably soothing. It stops me dead in my tracks. I could have the worst day and be in the worst mood. There could be a fire, and if someone did that to me, just started rubbing my head and scratching my scalp and whispering and breathing in my ear, like I would turn into an immediate puddle and I would freeze and be completely calm. I love that. If your question though was directed towards what kind of ASMR I listen to, I enjoy like the fake ear cleaning stuff, like wooden dowels in the those foamy ears. Those are good. Nails tapping on different surfaces, so wood or glass. Maybe it's scratching different kinds of fabric or running along a zipper or something. Yeah, very soothing stuff. Two of my favorite ASMRs on YouTube is GB ASMR, and she does like this plucking bad energy and giving affirmations. It's so, so lovely. And then there's a Turkish barber that washes the hair of male clients and gives them a head massage and a face massage and ears and neck and arms, and it's awesome. And he's so adorable too. And I love how he kind of like smiles and winks at the camera. Like, I love doing this to people. those people are a dying breed. We need more of them. I need one. Given the choice of anyone in history, who would you invite to dinner and what would you talk about? Ooh. I would like to have words with Henry VIII, simply to ask him why. I want to hear it from his lips. And I'd like him to host me. I'm not going to cook for him. I followed his life story and that of Mary and Elizabeth very closely growing up, and I'm still fascinated by him, and he still makes me scratch my head. So I just want to know why. Thank you for that question. It was really, really good. What are your favorite stress relief or celebration snacks and drinks? Ooh, yes, please. Give me a hot crab dip or a charcuterie board. Maybe some Prosecco. Ooh, yeah. And I make these little chicken brie bites with like cranberry or lingonberry jam. Those are always a crowd pleaser, but I like to make them for myself a lot, so. And then, of course, beer and wings, tacos, and tequila. Do you speak any other languages? Which ones do you want to learn? I used to speak a decent amount of Hungarian and Romanian growing up, but now I didn't keep up with it. So I can understand what's being said, but I can't necessarily reply back fluently. Same for German. I would love to learn Italian and hope to travel there extensively. So gotta get on that. What are your main love languages and why? So in order, number one being physical touch. So it could be non-sexual or sexual, a stroke of the cheek, draping my legs over your lap, a cuddle. Could be your head in my lap. Maybe I'm petting you. Giving a massage. I love giving massages. I love receiving massages. Or maybe when I'm rounding a corner, my hand grazes your lower back. Things of that nature. Kisses. Sex. Just skin on skin is nice, you know? So I enjoy sleeping naked. So second would be words of affirmation. I appreciate you. You have such a wonderful effect on people. I love you. I love how you do this. You are remarkable because such and such. Number three would be quality time. So just tuning out the world and being with you, even if we're doing nothing, if we have wasted, quote unquote, a day of just lying in bed. That's not a day wasted to me. Spending time together, giggling, talking, making that connection, keeping that connection, keeping that fire burning. Fourth, acts of service. So in my mind, actions speak louder than words. And it's those little things that make me stop and be reminded of just how lucky I am to have you. It's not about doing something for somebody else. I see it as moments where you shine and make me appreciate you even more than I already had. And lastly is receiving gifts. I am super easy. Like, get me, like, grab me a flower that you found on the way home, you know, things like that would make me happy. Or if you're out grabbing something, picking up something, you know, and you grab me some food. Thank you. What is your formula and thesis for a good life? I tell myself that if I'm not going to worry about something on my deathbed, then I ain't gonna worry about it now. It reminds me to just stop stressing over the little things and think about the big picture, that there's no one else's life but mine, and no one's thoughts are going to be in my head but my own. So just chill, lady. Just chill. Thank you so much, Eric, for your questions. Those were really, really great. So Patches4 from Reddit has three questions. What new shows have you watched recently that have been your favorite? Well, it's new to me, but Band of Brothers. What amazing World War II miniseries. Really, really good. that I look forward to finishing up. A few of my friends have been really neat in showing me the ropes on anime because I wanted to understand it. And one of them showed me one called My Youth Romantic Comedy is Wrong, as I explained, or Snafu. I'm loving that one. It's super cute. It's so wholesome and it's so aggravating because I want them all to be happy and it's not working out. But I mean, that's like your youth romantic comedy, you know, it's high school. What exactly do you expect? So it's really, really good. So what is your favorite book or story that you've heard? So again, A Million Little Pieces and the Celestine Prophecy series. And the third question, what is your go-to snack? It's been raw veggies lately, so cucumbers and cherry tomatoes and lots of broccoli. That came out of nowhere. Popcorn, cookies, for sure. Chocolate chip cookies, and I have been baking a lot of brownies, so there's that. Yeah, lots of snacks in my house lately. Thank you for your questions, Patches. I appreciate it. Low Growl asks, describe the most erotic thing you could imagine watching, but not participating in. Imagine you're in the same room as the action. You know, I thought long and hard on this one, and I don't have a ladylike response for it. So I'm going to plead the fifth, but I appreciate your question. Thank you. And lastly, we come to Masterful Rocket. Their question is, what is the single one thing that turns you on the most and why? Well, it doesn't matter what kind of sex we are having or what sort of fantasy we're playing out. Hearing my partner in full-on pleasure sets me off every single time. It never fails. Never fails. So thank you very much for your question, Masterful Rocket. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for your questions, for voting for an AMA. That still blows my mind. I really enjoyed that. And maybe I'll do more learning about Lady in the future. We'll see. As always, though, thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. Thank you for coming around and enjoying yourselves. I hope to continue to tickle your fancies. It makes me really happy to hear from you, and it's a pleasure to have you here. So stay safe, take care, and I'll see you later. Bye, Reddit.